Mike Wallace, wide receiver for the Minnesota Vikings, seventh year from Ole Miss. He's a New Orleans, Louisiana native, and he's heading into his first season with the Minnesota Vikings. This will be the second time I've had him on this radio show. The first time when he was doing the media splash after he got traded here. But now he's settled in a little bit. We've had organized team activities, mini camp. We got training camp with pads. Too much time for Teddy. 28's back in the mix. Yeah. Minnesota Moving Company in front of you. You can kind of tell how that's going to work now. Charles Johnson, Stephon Diggs stealing the show. I mean, you kind of got a feel for what we do now. Uh-huh. First of all, nice to meet you in person.
Same here.
And secondly, what do you think of the offense at this stage, Michael?
It's been great so far, you know, but we still in the basic stages of the offense, getting, you know, just the basic routes down. We meetings today, we had some good stuff brewing, though.
Really?
I think it's about to start coming.
For the Hall of Fame game?
Not necessarily for that. You know, just getting our offense down. But I think today we'll have some good players in.
You think you'll play it all in the Hall of Fame game? Because a couple of weeks ago, I would have said no for sure with a guy of your status.
Yeah, yeah.
But outside of maybe Adrian and Chad Greenway, I'm starting to hear that a lot of people might play.
Yeah, most likely. I mean, I assume I'm playing. Until told otherwise, I'm preparing to play.
Hi, Mike. Paul Charchin. Good to meet you.
You too.
Welcome to town. Well, tell me what's different in a Norv Turner offense from the other offenses you've been in.
Just the plays, they kind of call it backwards. You know, everything is kind of opposite of what I've learned before.
Really? Like terminology-wise?
Yeah,
you know, okay.
Pretty much. But, you know, you just got to switch it in your head. Just mm-hmm. flip it around, and it's not really that hard. This is my fifth offense in the last 5 years. So.
Oh, jeez. Are you serious? You've had five different, totally different offenses for the last 5 years?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. That's good. Your head's got to be swimming a little bit, right?
Yeah, I mean, five different coordinators.
Yeah. Oh, man. Well, you know what? Norv's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
You know, I think, hopefully this will be the beginning of many years here with Norv and you get the same system.
It could be a beautiful thing.
That would be nice.
Well, see, wouldn't it be beautiful? I mean, look at this beautiful Minnesota weather, Mike.
Yeah.
It's absolutely spectacular.
Yeah, it's gorgeous out here today.
Here it is in late July, no humidity, nice little breeze.
Yeah.
At this time last year, you were dying in Miami, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Michael, remember this moment right now, okay?
Okay, I'm going to try to take a picture of it.
Well, just remember, Mike, the defensive players, when it's super cold and it's like, I mean, it might be, we had a game against Carolina last year here. It was -7.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not trying to scare you, but it was -7. Wind chill was -20. Okay. It was, it sucked. But it sucks more for the defense because they don't know where you're going.
Uh-huh.
So Carolina came here and funny, we won by like 20 some odd points.
Really?
So look at it that way. The best way to stay warm during a time of the year that may not be flattering to you, just beat the bleep out of somebody. And so we could have Stephon Diggs or Adam Thielen play the rest of the game, and you can just, like, snuggle up next to Norv.
You know what? That would be nice if we could do that in the heat, in the cold. If we could beat guys by enough points to where, you know, our second-string guys, and that would be great.
The thing that I liked most about your season last year, outside of the unbelievably cool bobbling touchdown catch you made against us in the second-to-last game of the year, fantastic catch by the boundary, by the pylon. Uh-huh. It was really – Teddy Bridgewater has a mess.
What up, though? You open?
You open?
Huh? I got you.
Teddy Bridgewater
bombs.
Looking at Mike Wallace saying, hey, I'm open, which indicates to me you've said a lot to Teddy.
You.
Hey, I'm open.
Yeah, definitely.
Teddy, we don't have a problem over here, do we? Okay, it's going to be okay.
It's all love.
Jeez. But the season you had last year I thought was fantastic. But you're branded, when you talk to people around the NFL, you're branded as this 4-3 run straight down the field guy.
Yeah.
And like, that's it.
Yeah.
Now, you'll bring that to this offense, ain't no doubt about it, Norv, with the power running vertical passing.
Mm-hmm.
9 of your 10 touchdowns last year were inside the 20.
Yeah.
You're a crafty veteran.
Yeah.
You're just not a track guy. You're not Ronaldo Nehemiah.
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
That's an old track star the Niners tried and it didn't work.
All right, yeah, I probably wasn't.
It was like an Olympic track star.
Weren't born then. That was like 1980.
You're a versatile guy, man, right?
Yeah, definitely. You know, sometimes you get labeled as a certain guy, but you have to just continue to play. Can't worry about what people say. Just go out and make plays.
Talking about some of the different heat aspects and weather and everything. You grew up in New Orleans, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, you played in Miami. Now you were in Pittsburgh for a while.
Yeah.
What's the coldest game you've been a part of?
It was about what y'all said about negative.
Really?
You had
some negative games?
Oh. Yeah. We played Cleveland on a Thursday night, my rookie year. It was the coldest game. Not just the coldest I ever been in my whole entire life. Like, it was so crazy.
Yeah.
And we were the Steelers. And, you know, playing for the Steelers, they teach hard nose, tough.
Yeah.
No sleeves.
You can't,
no,
I was going to say, you can't wear sleeves as the Steelers, right?
I wore them.
Good,
like,
for you.
Yeah, I had
good
to wear,
for you.
I told them, I'm like, you know, I really respect everything y'all do around here as veterans, but I'm so cold. Like, I can't play without these sleeves on. I had, like, 3 pair of sleeves on, and that was the most I ever seen guys around the heater. Like,
oh,
I never
for sure.
In Pittsburgh, I never used to see guys around the heater. That night, they had, like, 10 people around the heater at
the
time. It was crazy.
I don't blame you.
You know,
I
that
too.
The way things ended for you in Miami, mm-hmm. and unless you're right on top of the situation within the locker room,
mm-hmm.
people don't really know exactly how it finished for
yeah.
you. And quite honestly, it's none of my business.
Yeah.
But I know in all walks of life, people have personality conflict.
Yeah.
They don't necessarily like the way work's going
yeah.
or they love it. But I was talking to somebody the other day who works for CBS Sports, who's based in Florida, named Pete Prisco.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, I guess he's followed you pretty closely in your stint with Miami.
Mm-hmm.
And he thinks you're the most misunderstood player in the NFL. So then I went and talked to our running backs coach, Kirby Wilson,
uh-huh.
who was with you in Pittsburgh.
Uh-huh.
And I talked to our defensive coordinator, George Edwards,
uh-huh.
who was with you in Miami,
uh-huh.
who was in Miami. You know, and do you think you're misunderstood?
Just really maybe from people on the outside. You know, I think on the inside, everybody knows how I am, what type of guy I am. I think I'm a pretty nice guy. I'm a fun-loving guy. I'm always playing around with my teammates. I work hard. So, I mean, I guess you could say that. But at the same time, you know, everybody's not going to understand you. Everybody, I'm not here to please everybody. I'm here to do a job, you know, and get results. And that's what we're here for.
To what extent, from your standpoint or receiver standpoint, to what extent will you go If you feel like you're open,
mm-hmm.
Teddy, Ben, Ryan, no matter who it is missing you,
yeah.
to what extent will you go to say, hey, because in a heated situation during the game,
mm-hmm.
you know, where tension is high, obviously
yeah, yeah.
you know it better than anybody. To what extent will you go to respectfully say, I'm open, we worked on this all week, can we please get it done?
Whatever extent you have to, you know, not going to knock over water coolers or anything like that, but at the same time, you know, you don't want to do it for one time, two times. You know, if it's constantly happening, you have to just let them know, like, hey, I'm open. You know, I never played quarterback. I know it's the toughest position on the whole entire field. You have to see everything. You have to know every guy's job. So he's not going to see everything. He doesn't have 10 eyes. You know, he only has 2 eyes. So he can't see everything at every time. So he's going to miss you sometimes. You have to understand that. But at the same time, you have to let him know. You know, you're not just out there running for nothing when we can have points. So it just depends on what type of situation it is, how many times it is. And, you know, like you said, you have to do it respectfully and hopefully, you know, you can get the results that you want.
Vikings receiver Mike Wallace on the 9 to Noon Show, and you're home for Vikings football. A couple of quickies to close. Go ahead.
You played with Ben Roethlisberger. You played Ryan Tannehill, nice quarterback. Tell me what Teddy Bridgewater brings to the table. What's your early impression of Teddy as a quarterback?
I think he's great. He's a people's person. I know that for sure. He's a guy who's always interacting. He's in the middle of every conversation in the locker mm-hmm. room. So that's huge for me, you know, just being with a guy who's, you know, just like you, you know, just
yeah.
wants to be one of the guys and have some fun. But from a football standpoint, he's very smart, very, very smart, very accurate, and he's hungry. You know, he's a guy who wants to get better. We even run sprints together after practice. You know?
Nice.
So just whatever he can do to help, he's there. You know, it's been a great sign, and it's been a great relationship so far.
Do you ever let him beat you in the sprints?
One time. just once.
Eight,
I don't think he can really beat me.
The Super Bowl, 889-1 against Green Bay.
Mm-hmm.
That'll work around here. Not the outcome of the game.
Nah, not the outcome.
But
you
the 889-1.
I'd trade it all if we could get that ring, though.
889-1 in the Super Bowl. Seriously, that's fantastic. How great was that?
It was bittersweet. You know,
yeah,
it was a decent game, but like I said, when the confetti fell and it was falling on my head and it wasn't for us.
Wrong team.
That wasn't.
So how long is the hangover? You know, how long does it take to sort of shake that off? Because it's got to be cripplingly disappointing.
I honestly never cried about a football game in my life until that day.
I bet.
So hurt. It was devastating just to go that far and be so close. And I would have rather lose by like 40 points than to go and lose by less than a touchdown. You know, you were so close and you could be a champion, and it's just the whole just the build up of it. You know, you're anticipating it. It's an amazing feeling playing in the Super Bowl. I never You know, I could never imagine nothing like it. You know, it's just like on TV. If you imagine it on TV, it's just like that. Being there, like, it's crazy. I never been in a game and was just looking around like, wow, like, I'm really here. Like, it was surreal. It was a surreal moment, but it would have been much better if we would have won.
So, you know, we were just talking about this. You know, Seattle obviously lost last Super Bowl and mm-hmm. an epic defeat. Were you still feeling it going into training camp the next year? Was there still some lingering feeling about that?
Yeah, definitely. When you go to the Super Bowl, you're there and you have a chance to win it. It just hurts so bad that I promise. I knew they were playing the replays and the trophy things and doing all that on TV. I didn't watch ESPN for at least 2 months. Minimum 2 months. Minimum. My mom or my sister would try to cut it off. We don't. No. We not watching that. Because I knew they were going to show Green Bay, and I hated Green Bay so bad from that moment. Like, I still hate them to this day because of that.
Oh, jeez.
Hey, go ahead.
No, it shows how much you care, and it shows how hard it is to lose that game.
Definitely.
And, you know, I think it really does. It's got to linger in the backs of minds, and I'm sure the Seahawks are trying to fight that battle right now.
Mike, last one. I know you got to go. Harrison Smith is going to join us next. First day of pads, Tuesday. You're over the middle, make a nice little catch. Harrison came running at you like he wanted to destroy you, like good safeties do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He tries to swat the ball away.
Yeah, yeah.
You swatted his arm.
Yeah.
He swats at your arm.
Uh-huh.
He shoves you. You shove him.
Yeah.
Then a couple of butt taps, like, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, nothing bad there, just a couple of competitors, right?
Yeah, we both vets. You know, we both teammates, so we gonna go. But I have to let them know, like, defense has this – you know, perception at their head that offense is soft and they could just, like, run all over us. And I have to let them know, like, I'm new here. Like, I haven't been here. I have to set the tone and let them know, like, I'm not going for that. Like,
But he wants to set the tone, too.
Exactly. Right. So we were on the same page. That's why you saw the butt taps at the end, because it was like, okay, we're on the same page. We both had to let it be known.
I thought it was on for a second. When you slapped at his arm after he slapped at the ball, I'm like, okay.
Yeah, my antennas was up, though. I was ready for whatever. But that's my teammate. So, you know, we want to go as far as we can go, but we can't fight.
And I'm not
teammate.
Saying you're Percy Harvin, personality type or whatever.
Nah, I don't know about that.
Harrison and Percy got into some of the nastiest near brawls or fights that you've ever seen.
Okay.
Where they would go at, it was the face mask deal.
Yeah, yeah.
It was to the ground,
uh-huh.
and they had to be separated.
Yeah.
Now, Percy was a little combustible, and Harrison doesn't. You look at Harrison's eyes, deeply into those blue eyes.
Yeah.
When you're out there, like when he was trying to, he's a maniac.
Yeah, me too, though.
I know.
So, you know, we're on the same page. If we have, like, 22 maniacs, I think we could be a pretty good football team.
Man, you're awesome. Great to have you here,
appreciate
Mike.
It. Great to
okay.
be
Thanks, Mike.
And right, remember this weather day, okay?
I got you. I just okay. snapped it in my head.
Because Mother Nature cost us Mike Wallace the first time, and I just want you to know that it's beautiful here.
Yeah, it's a lot better than I thought.
Okay, good. Good to see you,
absolutely.
Man.
Absolutely.
Mike right. Wallace.
Thanks, Mike.
Mike Wallace, wide receiver, Minnesota Vikings. That was fantastic. Thank
that
you very much.
That was a lot
much.
Of fun.